KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, take a look at sports this morning. The Iowa Hawkeyes are the second seed in the West Regional, and they'll play 15th seed at Grand Canyon University Saturday in the opening round of the NCAA basketball tournament. The Hawkeyes are 21-8 after falling to Illinois in the semifinals at the Big Ten Conference tournament. Here's Iowa junior guard Joe Wieskamp.
Yeah, it's pretty special to see us as a two seed. We just see all our hard work paying off. You know, all the goals that we accomplished at the beginning of the season obviously came up a little bit short with the, you know, the Big Ten tournament and regular season. But we feel like we put ourselves in a really good position to make a good run, you know, win it all. So it's really special to see your name, you know, our team come up on that two seed.
The Hawkeyes are already in Indianapolis, and they'll spend most of their time in their hotel this week.
The biggest thing, I think, is just staying locked in mentally, having a week until we play. Sometimes you can just kind of push it off, and, you know, but I think just locking in really mentally and realizing that Grand Canyon's the team that we have to beat to move on, and that should be our only focus right now. We're not worried about, you know, who we could play in the second round or so forth. We're just focused on Grand Canyon right now and taking care of that.
Iowa center Luca Garza says preparations for the opener will begin after a couple of days in quarantine.
I think everyone individually is going to be watching film and during their quarantine and making sure we're prepared for our individual matchups, and then we'll, you know, kind of look at them as a team and get ready. You know, I think, you know, the whole week we're just going to be, you know, excited and just kind of preparing ourselves for this opportunity.
After having last year's tournament canceled, Garza says they are anxious to get started.
We're tremendously excited, you know, to get out there and do this again. And we know we're going to have a tough challenge in Grand Canyon, and we're going to go out there and play as hard as we can and make sure that, you know, we leave nothing on the floor.
That game will come up on Saturday. The scheduled time on the tip on that game is 5:25 Central Time Saturday, and we'll have that game for you here on the radio. Well, it may be the play-in round, but Drake is in. The Bulldogs play Wichita State Thursday in the first four. It's the Bulldogs' first ever at-large bid. Here's Drake coach Darren DeVries.
It's been quite a journey this year for everybody, and our team is certainly, you know, one of those teams that's had to go through a lot to get to this point, and they're so deserving of it. I'm so happy for them, so proud of them, and you know, we're excited to be a part of it, and looking forward to getting to Indianapolis.
The Bulldogs were forced to wait an entire week after losing in the Missouri Valley Conference championship game a week ago.
You know, from our perspective, you know, it was great to see it, our name pop up there early. It was you know, that made it a little bit easier. So but again, extremely excited, and it was a long week to get to this point, but it was worth every minute of it.
The Bulldogs watched as Georgetown and Oregon State posted upset bids on Saturday to steal a couple of bids.
That's when the nerves started to kick in, when you got a couple upsets, and it became a little more real last night, certainly, and heading into today. But, you know, again, I think what the guys have done this year, you know, and their body of work, they deserve to be in. I'm glad the committee rewarded them.
Leading scorer Tank Hemphill has been sidelined since undergoing foot surgery back on February 11th. He could be ready for Thursday's game.
Tank's come along really well. We feel good about you know, where he's at, and you know, hopefully he can play on Thursday. But everything's still on course to do that. So fingers crossed that you know, we'll have him you know, Thursday ready to go.
That Thursday game between Drake and Wichita State is scheduled for a 5:27 tip time Central Time. Gonzaga, Illinois, Baylor, and Michigan are the number one seeds in the NCAA men's basketball tourney. The Bulldogs claim the number one overall seed and head up the West Regional. The Zags are the only undefeated team in men's Division I hoops, and they're trying to become the first squad to run the table on its entire schedule since Indiana in 1976. Iowa, as mentioned, is the second seed in the West, followed by Kansas and Virginia. Gonzaga beat each of those teams by double digits during the regular season, including a 23-point rout of the defending champion Cavaliers. Drake, as mentioned, will play Wichita State Thursday in the 11th seed matchup. Baylor tops the South bracket and heads into the tourney with just two losses, including a setback in the Big 12 semifinals. The Bears spent most of the season as the number two team in the Associated Press poll. Ohio State is number two in the South, just ahead of Arkansas and Purdue. Big Ten rivals Illinois and Michigan took the other top seeds after competing in what arguably was the best and deepest conference. The Illini head the Midwest region after winning the conference tournament, part of an 8-game winning streak. The Wolverines are tops in the East region and own just 4 losses, although 2 of those defeats have come in their last 3 games. Houston earned the number 2 seed in the Midwest and is followed by Big 12 standouts West Virginia and Oklahoma State. Alabama, Texas, and Florida State round out the top 4 seeds in the East. Kansas and Virginia made it into the bracket, released by the NCAA selection committee after being hit with COVID-19 breakouts during their conference tournaments. Kansas coach Bill Self says 3 Jayhawks players will not travel with the team to Indianapolis for the NCAA tournament because of COVID-19. Louisville, Colorado State, St. Louis, and Mississippi have been put on standby as they could find their way into the bracket if a team in the field notifies the NCAA by Tuesday night that it has to withdraw because of health concerns. They were the first 4 left out of the tourney. In college basketball yesterday, Kofi Coburn and Ayo Dosunmu both scored 16 points, both grabbed 9 rebounds, and both made key plays in overtime to give number 3 Illinois a 91-88 victory over number 9 Ohio State for its first Big Ten tournament title since 2005. Herbert Jones drove for a go-ahead layup with 19 seconds left, and number 6 Alabama won the Southeastern Conference tournament for the first time since 1991, holding off a late flurry to edge LSU 80-79. In the American Athletic Conference Championship, 7th-ranked Houston has its first conference tournament title since 2010, back when it was still in Conference USA, as Quentin Grimes scored 21 points as the Cougars beat Cincinnati 91-54. Kyle Lofton scored 23 points as St. Bonaventure beat VCU 74-65 in the Atlantic 10 Conference Tournament. And Tucker Richardson had 17 points, leading Colgate to an 85-72 win over Loyola of Maryland for the Patriot League Tournament Championship. Northwest Missouri State University men's basketball team used a 24-0 run in the first half, and they clobbered Washburn University last night 85-44 in the second round of the NCAA Central Region Tournament in Division II. Northwest posted its largest margin of victory in an NCAA tournament game at 41 points. The 44 points is also the fewest Northwest has allowed in an NCAA tournament game. Washburn took an early 4-2 lead on a 3-pointer from Jalen Lewis with 16:19 to play in the game. And then it was all Northwest after that, as their offense and defense took over. The Bearcats lit into the Ichabods with a 24-0 run to take a 26-4 lead with 9:19 left in the opening half. Senior Ryan Hawkins buried all 4 of his 3-point attempts that he took during that run. Northwest would lead by as many as 30 in the opening half at 44-14. They took a 44-16 lead into the intermission. The Bearcats shot 60% in the first half on 15 of 25 field goals. The Ichabods made only 5 shots and shot 23% from the field. Hawkins led all scorers with 18 first-half points on 5 of 9 from the field, 4 of 7 from 3-point range. The Bearcats came out just as hot in the second half and blitzed the Ichabods with a 28-3 run to start the second half. Northwest opened up a 72-19 lead with 11:09 left in the game. Northwest scored the first 12 points of the half, and after a 3 by Washburn, they scored 16 more. A 3-pointer by Daniel Abreu with 6:50 left gave Northwest a 54-point lead at 80-26, and the Bearcats ended up finishing them off 85-44. Hawkins led all scorers with 27 points. He had a team-high 7 3-pointers, was 8 of 13 from the field, including 7-11 from deep. Hawkins added a team-high 8 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 block shots. In fact, it was such domination that when he left the game with about 8 minutes to go, Hawkins had his 27 points for the night, and that was more than Washburn had scored. They had only 26 at that point. Trevor Hudgens scored 14 points and had a team-high 8 assists and 3 steals. Sophomore Wes Dreamer had 17 points and 6 rebounds to help Northwest. Bearcats will move on to meet the Northern State Wolves tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in the 2021 NCAA Central Regional Tournament Final. The winner will advance to the Elite Eight, which is set for March 24th through the 27th in Evansville, Indiana. Well, the shorthanded Drake women fell short in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament Championship game with a 78-70 loss to Bradley. The Bulldogs had only 8 players and 1 coach, assistant Markeisha Wright, due to a positive COVID test and contact tracing.
Actually, I tested positive for COVID-19 and through contact tracing have knocked some of our staff out and some of our student-athletes.
That's Drake coach Jenny Baranchik, who tested positive Friday night. The Bulldogs finished their season with a record of 16-11. That's Check of Sports here this morning.